Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Keisu. We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here at the booth of Meredith Finch and David Finch. We're working on the wonderful Wonder Woman comic that's out now. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. It's been a really good show.
That's cool. Is this your first time in the Niagara area?
It's my first time, actually, since I was in high school. Yeah, it was a school trip, and I saw the Niagara Falls. So I really wanted to come. Our kids hadn't seen the falls yet, and I heard a lot of good things about the show. So, yeah, cool. It's been really good.
Cool. And first thing I want to ask you guys is, what is it like working on a comic book with your significant other?
It was less of a transition than I even really thought it might be, because Meredith has really run my business for years, so, you know, she's been pretty heavily involved, and I find we've talked about story things before, and that's always actually worked out really well. Like, it's, you know, it just seemed to flow, so, and I also really... When I agreed to do Wonder Woman with her, it was based on what she wanted to do, you know, with her story, and it's really not my story. So, you know, I think having that clean delineation makes it much easier.
Were you guys fans of the character before you took over the book?
I think it would be very difficult to grow up in the 70s and be a little girl and not be a huge fan of Wonder Woman. Linda Carter's character was so iconic, and... she really was the first superhero that I got exposed to, because Wonder Woman was out even before we had the Christopher Reeve Superman. So she was the iconic superhero for me. Long before I knew about Superman and Batman, there was Wonder Woman.
Cool. And how about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I would say I was more of a fan of Wonder Woman just in the Justice League. That was more my exposure.
Yeah.
And it was really Meredith's, you know, idea of what she wanted to do with the character that really made me much more interested and, you know, motivated to want to really work on her.
Oh, cool. And what did you want to bring to the character when you guys took over the book?
I think we were very, very fortunate to pick up after such an amazing team. Brian and Cliff did a spectacular job in the book and really bringing her into recreating the character and her mythos for the New 52. And from my point of view, I just wanted to really make her, first and foremost, a woman and have that superhero aspect of her not be the dominant force of the book. But I'm telling a story about a woman and her experiences who also is a superhero. And that was what I wanted to bring to the story and how she balances everything that's going on in her life, because they did leave her at the end of their run with a very full plate.
Yeah. And the costume change, was that part of the agenda when you guys started writing it?
No. That was definitely much later on. Meredith had been, you know, telling me for quite a while, really since we started, that she thought it was ridiculous that Superman, Batman, all the other characters, Aquaman, all have a full costume, and Wonder Woman basically had a bathing suit. So, you know, it's something that she really wanted to address. But we didn't really know that we'd get the opportunity to do something new. So, yeah, that came about.
Although if you look back in interviews in San Diego when we were promoting the book, I did say women have a variety of clothes in their wardrobe. Why would Wonder Woman only have one outfit in hers? And I hinted back then that you would see multiple costumes in our book, and you have seen multiple costumes as we've gone through.
That's cool. Are there any other characters you guys would love to collaborate on?
You know, one day it'd be great to do something creator-owned that, you know, we could come up with together and have something that's our own. I think that we've talked about some ideas, and it's something that we'd really like to do. I don't know that we've really talked about, you know, what Marvel or DC character we'd really like to do. You know, I think we're basically so concentrated on Wonder Woman that we haven't really gone that far. So, yeah, as far as something new goes, or is something different between us, the only thing we've really discussed is create our own aside from Wonder Woman.
Oh, that'd be great, too. Well, you guys are doing a fantastic job on Wonder Woman. We can't wait to read more, and it was nice meeting you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.